Long lines of soldiers marched across the field, white smoke filling the air as they aimed their muskets and fired. On one side, dressed mostly in blue, were the federal or Union troops. On the other, dressed mostly in gray, were the Confederates from the southern states that had broken from the Union.
This is my duty and responsibility. I'm a Virginian. I love the state of Virginia. And I just think it's important that I be here and just share and learn and tell about the history.
57-year-old Robert Brown says his ancestors were Confederate soldiers, and he feels he is representing them and what they fought for.
This war was about political freedom, less government. They wanted to be just out of the hands of the federal government, be more self-governed. The people that fought on this battlefield, both sides, fought for a cause they believed in. I'm sure it was hot back then, but they were willing to do that because they believed in a cause that they were willing to give the life for.
Kevin Pallett is also representing members of his family who fought in the war. And like them, he crossed the Atlantic to participate.
There were three Pallets over here that fought for the Union.
Even though Pallett's ancestors were among the more than 50,000 Britons who fought for the Union, for this reenactment, Pallett is a Confederate soldier.
In the UK, we've got two organisations primarily. You express an interest in the period, and if you want to reenact it, you join your local unit. But the area that I live in, which is on the south coast, they're just Confederate units, so you join the local unit.
Pallett, Brown, and the thousands of other reenactors arrived one or two days before the battle. They set up camp in nearby fields, pitching white canvas tents and making them as homey as possible, with chairs or camp stools, trunks and tables, or just a bedroll to stretch out on at night. For some, like 56-year-old Keith Murray from Maryland, reenacting is above all a social gathering.
It's enjoyable, the camaraderie of meeting the guys from the unit and coming out and living the life of the 19th century. Some of the battles, you can almost feel like you're there.
Almost, but not quite. With high-tension electric wires in the background, not to mention the 10,000-plus spectators on bleachers, and the voice on the loudspeaker pointing out different aspects of the battle, it is clear that this is not the 19th century. And with few people willing to lie on the ground to simulate the dead and wounded, even the simulation of casualties is gone from this reenactment. In July 1861, more than 60,000 troops fought at Manassas. Nearly 5,000 died in the Confederate victory.
It's often referred to as an end of innocence.
Ed Clark is superintendent of Manassas National Battlefield Park.
It was the first major land battle of the war. Manassas really changed the way the country looked at what was in front of them. Prior to First Manassas, both sides thought it would be quick and relatively bloodless. And what occurred down here on the plains of Manassas really woke the country up.
For the reenactment, more than 6,500 people took part, even though it meant braving searing heat. While Clark understands that a lot of people connect to Civil War history through reenactments, he fears they don't get a complete picture of the war.
They really don't show the horrors of warfare. Also, reenactments play a very one-dimensional view on what's going on. And there was so much more going on at the time of the Civil War, way beyond the battlefield, the home front, various experiences of different immigrant groups, African Americans, that I think aren't fully played out in reenactments.
The Manassas Battle, staged twice over the weekend, was the first of several big reenactments planned for the next 4 years to mark the 150th anniversary of the American Civil War. Many of those who came for this one will be at those as well. Susan Logue, VOA News, Manassas.